to order the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I said liberty or justice. I know. Zach, can you read the secret, please?
I move that all actions taken tonight are excluded, exempt, or type 2 actions for the purpose of the state environmental quality review law unless otherwise stated.
Second.
Gelly.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazaria. I knew someone would forget.
Right. First time.
Say aye.
Oh, aye.
Thank you.
Yep. First on the agenda is the CineRIC contract. CineRIC does our computers and our server and our website and our phones. It is a one-year contract. Does anybody have any questions on that?
What was the total for?
I'm looking for it.
And we plan for this in the budget?
Yes.
Yep.
Where is that? Where do you see the total amount? Because I'm not seeing that.
Yeah, two different areas.
I'm seeing various rates.
One was for $2,500, one was for $3,000.
Okay, so the rate for the CineRIC to host and support this environment is $3,000 a year or $250 a month. And then for the web hosting, it is $2,500 a year.
Second.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the intermunicipal agreement from between CineRIC and the town of Scruple for providing technological services.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazaria.
Aye. The town board has been exploring grants for the planning, the future planning of water districts throughout the town. There are various grants that are available to do that, one of them being the Northern Border Regional Commission grant. The fee to do that, to apply for that grant from CNS, is $1,000, and the maximum amount, the amount that we would be asking for, would be $100,000, of which the project would be $100,000, and then the town would be responsible for 10% of that. Does anybody have any questions regarding that water planning project? All right, I would like to make a motion for CNS to submit the Northern Border Regional Commission grant for water planning in the amount of $1,000.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. For the SOCRIS project, which is the Southern Oswego County Regional Intercept Sewer Project, which is the sewer line that connects all the way from the town of Constantia to the city of Fulton, Barton and LaJudice is right now planning a project called West Scruple Sewer District. As part of that, the SEAKER needs to be complete. SEAKER is the State Environmental Quality Review. The amount to do that is $4,000. We are doing this, completing the SEAKER and completing the bond resolution so that we can apply for the WEA grant for this project. Does anybody have any questions on that? Okay, I would like to make a motion authorizing Barton and LeJudis to complete the seeker for $4,000.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. Also, for the SOCRIS project, I would like to, as part of that, like I just said, there has to be a bond. In order to do a bond, the town must do a public hearing. So I would like to make a motion to schedule the public hearing for the bond resolution for West Scruple Sewer District on April 8th, 2025 at 6:05 p.m.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. Continuing on with the SOCRIS project, we received a memorandum of understanding between the County of Oswego and then interested towns and villages through the lower half of Oswego County. The memorandum of understanding is just expressing the town's understanding that the project, which is the 24 miles of that intercept sewer that goes down the rail trail, various items, one of which is that project is contingent on grant funding. If the funding doesn't come in, then the project will not go forward. That there are several municipalities within southern Oswego County that are currently or have recently explored the feasibility extending municipal sewers within their boundary. That the city of Fulton is capable of accepting that additional wastewater flow, that the intercept sewer line will be available for municipal sewer districts or systems to discharge, and it would allow for existing towns and village sewer systems to be expanded and accept additional flow without an additional burden of constructing new facilities or expanding existing water treatments. And is accepting that it is funded and constructed, the county will, if it is funded and constructed, the county will form the Oswego County Sewer District and also maintain and operate it if the town wishes for them to do so. Does anybody have any questions about the memorandum of understanding? Okay, I'd like to make a motion to accept the memorandum of understanding between the County of Oswego and the Town of Scruple and get authorization to sign the agreement.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. All right. Some of you may remember that back in December of 2023, we were awarded grant funding for the William J. Farley Park. Throughout 2024, we were completing paperwork that was necessary and surveys that were necessary to fulfill the contract requirements. That contract has been fully executed. And I gave you a copy, right? Yeah, I think I did.
I think you have it.
Oh, so we are at the point in the project now where we can start putting things out to bid. The first phase of the project is the scoping and development part of the project, and that's where we would put out a request for proposals from local engineers and architects, asking them how they would scope the project and what the cost of that would be. So I have drafted a request for proposal. It's basically just stating that the Town of Scruple is requesting proposals for experienced consultants to assist in the completion of the scope and development of the park project. It would be due on April 8th. They can get more information from the town clerk, Darlene Owens. Does anybody have any questions on that? All right, I would like to make a motion to post in the newspaper the request for proposal.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. So we have two appointments for the Board of Assessment Review. That is when people can grieve their property taxes, or I'm sorry, the assessed value of their home, and then they are come in front of the grievance board. So I would like to, do I have to do it separately or can I do it together?
You can do it.
Okay. So I would like to make a motion to appoint Carol
Lanzi.
And Rita Bell Reed for the Board of Assessment Review.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. What are you guys laughing? Laughing at Carol? All right, so I just have a couple of announcements. The Justice Court here at the town of Scruple, they did receive a grant in the amount of $26,883.62. That grant funding will be used to remodel the Justice Court. They're going to have new ceilings and new floors and new walls. They're also getting some new furniture for in there, a desk, and we're getting new chairs up here. This is the town hall slash justice court, so the offices back there.
And they got that grant last year, right?
Yep, they got that grant last year. So I just want to thank Chrissy Mitchelson. She is the court clerk. She is the one that puts all the time and the effort into applying for these grants. She really goes above and beyond, and this is the second year that she has gotten these funds. So we're very appreciative of her hard work and making everything look beautiful and comfortable around here. And then my final announcement is that for the Bancroft Road Water District, this has been delayed because they have been trying to complete bacterial testing. And the first time that they did it, actually the first two times they did it, it failed. It's a very sensitive test, and even microscopic drops of water or snow, it impacts the results of the test. So they've completed the test. Our engineer, C2AE, is evaluating the results. They believe that we're all set. That information will be passed on to the Department of Health. The Department of Health will authorize AQUA to send letters out to all of the residents and say that they can now hook up to the water. So that is... knock on wood.
In the home stretch.
The stretch. So, did you want to add to that?
Oh, no. Just
okay.
Basically, yeah, we're in the home stretch, and all these funds, even though it's been years and stuff, all these funds have been collected. They are in a special water district. It has been going towards paying the construct, you know, paying down the loans and stuff. So, even though the piping and stuff and the water is just getting here, you guys have still been paying on your loans. So that money hasn't been disappearing. It's not like it's went to other town stuff. The money on Bancroft Road Water District has went just to that water district.
Yes. Are we all set?
We're good.
Can I ask a question? Yes.
Yes, sir.
About that, about the water line. Do the Silvis water lines that are running to the house, can they be plastic or do they have to be copper, you know?
So they do have to be copper, and those specifications, they actually will come in that packet from AQUA, and they will have it specifically in there, what you need to use and the diameter.
Sizes, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that way you guys can, I know a lot of residents are eager, especially in spring, to start.
How far off the road is your house from?
About 110 feet.
And you're most likely going to end up with 3/4 copper flared.
And Justin, do you know how many feet you need to be? Is it 100 or like 150 before you need like a meter pit?
I think it was 150.
Do you have a meter pit in your yard?
So you might be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
then you're going to be good.
That's the
end.
I thought that.
They did like a 4x4.
I thought it had to be copper to the meter pit and then it could be plastic.
Yeah. And if you do have questions, too, you can reach out to our town engineer, C2AE, because they do have those specifications already. So if you're like eager and you want to, you know, maybe start buying and pre-planning the material or whatever, if you're doing it yourself, if you want to call the town engineer, they know that stuff. So they can help you, sir.
You can have that back.
Yes, sir. No problem.
You can have that back.
Yep.
Are we good?
I need that.
Are we good?
Yep.
I think we're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Make a motion to close the meeting at 6:15.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Aye.
Ms. Darian.
Here, you gotta call my sister.
Aye.
Okay.
Because she lives here. Because I don't know what the address is.